How you doing? I'm Matt. It's 8:45, and the morning show, very pleased to welcome members of the Country Florist here in Owego. We welcome Paulina Amaro Santiago. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And also Ann Sherry from the radio. Sherry McCall is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's dive right in. And Ann Sherry, tell us how you got that name.
I got the name because I used to manage the Tioga Career Center in Owego, New York, your local Department of Labor office. And I would call in every Thursday with the New York State Job Report, local jobs. And my nephew, Christopher Schmidt, was here with the morning show, and he would introduce, this is Sherry McCall, the manager of the Tioga Career Center here with your local job report. Go ahead, Aunt Sherry. And that took off. And I'm still known as Aunt Sherry.
And it stuck from there, huh?
And it stuck from there. People go, oh, you're Aunt Sherry from the radio.
Lou still calls you Aunt Sherry.
Lou still calls me Aunt Sherry, and a lot of people still do.
It's a rite of passage. Well, let's dive right in and talk about the Country Florist. And we'll start off here with Paulina. And tell us about the business and what you do there.
Sure. So the Country Florist, Evelyn Altimos is our wonderful boss. She is the owner. And I am the lead floral designer and wedding coordinator there. I also take care of the plants in the greenhouse like everybody else. We all take turns. But I'm mostly just in charge of making beautiful things every day.
Now, you're a full-service florist,
yes.
But you have a gift shop as well.
We do. We do. We have a wonderful little gift shop that's getting geared up for Christmas, so please check us out. We have wonderful things in shop.
And you have both silk and fresh arrangements as far as the flowers?
Yes. Yes, sir. So we delve into silk and fresh, so everybody can have whatever they need on the season whenever they need it.
Now, a lot of people are getting ready, gearing up for the holidays here for 2025. And what are some different holiday arrangements that you do, or do you just kind of do it off the cuff?
So we actually do it really off the cuff. I think that's where we really prize in our self, is we like to, you know, take every day by day. But we do get orders in for a lot of wonderful holidays, whether it is for Christmas, Kwanzaa, any Jewish holidays that are coming up as well. We're more than happy to take on any wonderful little thing that anybody can think of.
Now, you do different events also. You've got funerals and weddings and everyday arrangements.
Everyday arrangements for, you know, for birthdays, get wells, thinking of you, or, you know, just for yourself. You need to treat yourself once in a while, after all.
Absolutely. And basically, you still go, you call, you place the order a little bit ahead of time, and you do delivery here around the area.
We do. We do. We actually have a very vast delivery zone. We go into Binghamton. We go into parts of Pennsylvania like Warren Center, Luraysville, is it?
Luraysville.
I'm so sorry.
That's right.
We go all over the place. And, you know, we... if it's outside of our delivery area, we will give you information as to local florists in that area that you can contact for your flower arrangements.
Okay. Now, you're located here where?
86 Main Street.
Right here in Owego. And you do both commercial and residential as far
right.
as
right. We just
service.
Did the incubator display at the ribbon cutting the other day.
With Sabrina, yeah.
Yeah. And we also do other arrangements for businesses during the year. So business or residential, we're here to fill all your floral needs.
Now, how does this work? How much lead time do you need in order to place an order?
Well, we have a cutoff of noon on most days. So if you call me at 11:59, say, can you get it out today? I can type it and get it in the computer. You can get it out.
Now, you're an independent florist, so you can basically freelance and make what you want.
Right. The reason that we went more independent was so that we can highlight the creativity and artistry of our designers. And we, instead of a cookie cutter design, we can make you something that you envision and that will make it unique. So we don't have, for a funeral, we don't have 10 things of the, you know, looking exactly the same. We will change it up. We will, put your put your ideas into it.
Personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to bring a lot of visions to life.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Baseball teams, football teams, I will make up logos and we'll put them in as picks. And we'll put, we've done arrangements with farm tractors in it.
We have.
And other farming things and other interests. As I said, sports and other things like that can go into the arrangement.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Aunt Sherry here, Sherry McCall, and also Paulina Amaro Santiago. They're talking about Country Florist here in Owego, located on Main Street. And how would somebody go and place an order? I understand you have Facebook, you have a website.
Yes. So our website is simply countryfloristowego.com. Our Instagram and Facebook is the same as Country Florist Owego, New York. You can get in contact with us via phone at 607-687-1950, or you can implement all of those social medias and get in contact with us there as well.
Or stop in and take a look.
Yeah.
Because you never know what you're going to find. You may come in for one thing and leave with something totally different or a couple things totally different.
Yeah. You get a gift shop or something like that. That happens to me all the time. So that's how that rolls. Well, we're going to wrap things up here. And any parting thoughts? We'll start with Paulina this morning.
So I just wanted to say I really love what I do. I feel like I, you know, was born to do this and it's a lot of fun. And I would be more than happy to make something beautiful for you anytime.
Very good. And Sherry, parting thoughts today?
Well, as I said, we're a full-service florist, and we strive to meet all the customers' needs and their vision, and we will help you out in any way and help out within any budget constraints that you have. Sometimes people come in, you know, and it's a rough occasion that they're a funeral, and we'll walk you through each step, and we'll get what you need done. So business or residential, we're happy to help. And we've got some great designers, Evelyn.
Steven, myself.
Miracle, mm-hmm. and Melissa.
And of course, we've got Tammy and the girls.
And our great delivery drivers. We've got Ed and Renee and Deb and Kathy and Roy and...
And whenever somebody needs to get in the van.
And I do it all. I come out and play. They let me play at the designer bench, and I deliver. You may see me delivering.
I was going to ask if Aunt Sherry delivered.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It was out in the backwoods of Pennsylvania last week where my GPS is going. I don't know where we are either.
I love it. Absolutely. Well, if you missed any portion of this interview, we're going to post it up for you at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. Phone number?
So it's 607-687-1950.
All right. Check them out once again, countryfloristowego.com or Country Florist Owego on Facebook or that phone number right there. We're coming up right now on 8:54. Thank you to both of you for coming into the morning show for today.
Thank you for having us.